Hiroshima. It may not be the first place you think of when you think of Japan, but it certainly shouldn't be overlooked. This city on the water is rooted in ancient culture, majestic castles, shrines, and of course, amazing food. In this episode, we'll show you how to get to Hiroshima's Miyajima Island, where you'll walk ancient streets, enjoy local food and drink, and how to avoid being attacked by bloodthirsty killer deer. Back on the mainland, we'll show you some hidden backstreet gems and how to commute to some of the best sites, such as the perfectly manicured Shukien Garden. And finally, a sobering experience as we visit the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park and Atomic Bomb Dome. So stick around as we take you to and show you how to have an unforgettable experience in Hiroshima. For our visit, we decided to take the 80-minute flight from Tokyo's Haneda Airport. Flying is cheaper than taking the Shinkansen, and friendly customer service is always the norm. However, even though it was faster and cheaper, if you're traveling within Japan, my personal recommendation would be to take the Shinkansen. And here's why. When flying, you have to travel to the airport, get there early, check in, go through airport security, and even then, after arriving in Hiroshima, you'll still need to take the one-hour bus ride to Hiroshima Station. With the Shinkansen, you can get on the train at a convenient station and get off right in the heart of Hiroshima at Hiroshima Station. But in the end, the decision is yours. If you do fly into Hiroshima on a domestic or international flight, the first thing you'll want to do is purchase your limousine bus tickets into the city. The ticketing machines are located immediately to the left after you exit the baggage claim area. From here, you can buy a one-way or round-trip bus ticket. The buses depart regularly and can be caught right outside the exit doors. As I said, it's about a one-hour bus ride from the airport to Hiroshima Station, so just sit back and enjoy the ride. And before you know it, you'll be arriving in the heart of Hiroshima. After a long day of traveling, we just wanted to check into our hotel and go get some great local food. We stayed at the Sotetsu Fresa Inn, which is right next to the station. This is a mid-level hotel that averages about 9,000 yen per night. As you can see, it's very small, but has all the amenities you need for a comfortable stay. And again, you're not visiting Hiroshima to sit in a hotel room. Now, let's go get something to eat. And when you're in Hiroshima, you've got to have Hiroshima-style okonomiyaki. Hiroshima-style okonomiyaki is different from Osaka-style because Hiroshima-style is built on the griddle, layer by delicious layer. And it also adds in a healthy portion of yakisoba noodles. This is different from Osaka-style okonomiyaki, which is mixed into a batter and then grilled. Everyone has their favorite, but whichever you prefer, it's guaranteed to be delicious. And be sure to enjoy your meal with sake from the local area. Now it's time to get some rest, so tomorrow we can show you how to discover the famous Miyajima Island. There's a couple of ways to get to Miyajima Island from Hiroshima. The fastest, most scenic, and my recommended route would be to take the Hiroshima World Heritage River Cruise from the Atomic Bomb Dome. Tickets start at just 2,200 yen, but check their website in the description below for options and pricing. For our trip, we took the train from Hiroshima Station and caught the JR West Miyajima Ferry from Miyajimaguchi Station. It's just a short walk from the train station to the ferry port. At the port, you can buy your one-way or round-trip ferry tickets from the ticketing machines. The machine options are clearly written in Japanese and English and only accept cash. All right, we've got our tickets. Let's go. It's just a short 10-minute ferry ride to the island, and once you arrive, there's so many things to enjoy. We had planned to enjoy the Miyajima Ropeway that ascends 430 meters to offer spectacular views of Hiroshima Bay. But, On the day we visited, it was unfortunately closed for maintenance. One of the first things you'll notice upon arriving on Miyajima Island is the abundance of free-roaming deer. Miyajima is home to over 1,000 of these Sika deer. In fact, they have so many deer that they actually serve deer poop ice cream. And this little guy seems to be reporting for duty. But when the deer aren't busy making the ice cream, they're very friendly and playful. Well, maybe. Miyajima Island is host to an abundance of amazing food, drinks, and shopping. There are many options, but rest assured that everything is served with the smile you'd expect from Japanese customer service. After all the great food we enjoyed, we were ready for some hot wine on a cold day. And in no time at all, we were re-energized and ready to continue seeing Miyajima. No matter where you go on Miyajima, you'll be surrounded by ancient and historic beauty. Several of the island's temples and shrines actually date back to the 6th century. But by far, the most popular location on Miyajima Island is the Itsukushima Shrine and floating Torii Gate. Although the shrine is said to have been here for over 4,000 years, the shrine we see today was built in the year 1168. After a full day of experiencing this beautiful island, it was time to say goodbye and return back to the mainland to experience more local food and some of Hiroshima at night. If there's one thing I've learned while living in Japan, it's no matter where you go, always check out the hidden alleyways and izakayas. This is where you'll find what everyone seems to be looking for, the real Japan. And this little izakaya came pretty close to that experience. These tiny bars are often operated by a single owner who is referred to as Master, serving drinks and delicious meals prepared right in front of you from scratch. For me, connecting with the local communities is what travel is all about. Since Japanese in public are often shy, connecting with small izakaya masters is a great way to do this. They also know the area very well and can offer suggestions that you wouldn't have known otherwise. We carried on with this master well into the night, but it was time to head back and get some rest for our final day in Hiroshima. Tomorrow we'll visit Hiroshima Castle, Shukien Garden, and wrap up our day at the Peace Memorial Park and Atomic Bomb Dome. It's our final day in Hiroshima, and just a short walk from our hotel are the Hiroshima Castle grounds and castle. The castle grounds were originally established in the year 1589. However, along with the rest of Hiroshima, the castle was destroyed by the atomic bomb in 1945. The exterior was later restored in 1958, and the interior is now used as a museum. There's just one more stop before we visit the Atomic Bomb Peace Memorial Park, the Shukien Garden. This name can literally be translated into Shrunken Scenery Garden, because the garden mimics a variety of natural formations and scenic views. Dating back to the year 1620, you can almost imagine people from the Edo period visiting this park in traditional attire. No matter what your position is regarding the devastating attack on Hiroshima, a visit to the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park and Museum is likely to ignite deep reflection regarding the use of atomic weapons. The park's flame of peace has been burning since August 1, 1964, and will continue to burn until all nuclear weapons have disappeared from the Earth. Be sure to make time to visit the museum. Admission is only 200 yen and is a must-see when visiting Hiroshima. The museum displays many artifacts that clearly illustrate the devastating aftermath of a nuclear holocaust. Hiroshima's legacy is an amazing testament to the resilience and determination that so accurately define Japan and the Japanese culture. Although it was over before we knew it, we had an amazing visit to Hiroshima and hope to visit again someday. We hope this experience and information will help you when planning your visit to Japan. If so, please give it a like and please take time to subscribe to the channel so we can help you and others Discover Japan.